Greetings today, pilgrims, on your Lenten journey. It's Pastor Bob, and I'm bringing you the 18th episode of our Lenten daily devotion. It is Saturday, March 6th, and it's the last day of our weekly theme, God, Our Companion. Tomorrow on the Sabbath, we begin a new theme, a new week. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got some spirit work to do today. We're going to be reading a classic scripture text from the end of the Gospel of Matthew. It'll be Matthew chapter 28, the last chapter in the book of Matthew, verses 16 through 20. And that text is commonly referred to as the Great Commission. The Great Commission. So Matthew 28, 16 through 20. We'll hear some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan. We'll pose some reflective questions, and we'll end today with a little taste of Rumi. Back to Rumi. I know some of you are becoming Rumi aficionados, and so I think you'll enjoy this little piece from Rumi today. Amen. Our background today is the bamboo water fountain, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it comes. There you go. Cerulean surf and sea candle and kava tea. I need that. Thank you very much. All right, we open the Bible. And as we open our Bibles, we open ourselves to the presence of God. It's our invitation. Opening the Bible is opening the invitation and saying, God, come be with me. Join me in this reading. Plant your thoughts on my heart so I can hear what you want me to hear from this text. It's Matthew 28, 16 through 20. The very end of the Gospel of Matthew. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them still doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Words of hope and the future from Jesus Christ our Lord. Here's Mary Alice Mulligan's comment. She says, each of the four Gospels and the book of Acts record different final scenes following the resurrection of Jesus. With all their varied descriptions, they cannot be reconciled into one narrative, which shows us the writers were not giving exact reports of historical events, but faith meanings for the nascent church to comprehend. Notice that one overriding idea is consistent. The resurrected Christ always points believers into the future together with hope. The resurrected Christ always points believers into the future together with hope. We are to move forward as a group. Jesus is not only a companion of our individual journey, he creates us to be a church community, promising we do not move forward alone. He promises to be with us. In another gospel, he breathed the Holy Spirit onto his followers. Even in the briefest ending in Mark, the angel sends the women to get the disciples to join them in Galilee, where Jesus will meet them. None of us has to figure out how to walk with Jesus alone. None of us has to figure out how to walk with Jesus alone. The faith community has the guidance of the Spirit of Jesus to help us mature, stretch, and grow as followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus's plan is the church. Jesus's plan is the church. Amen. Time for some reflection to write about or think about, whatever you prefer. Here are some reflections, questions from Mary Alice Mulligan. Can you think of a time the church offered you guidance for your life, which you now realize was from God? Can you think of a time the church offered you guidance for your life, which you now realize was from God? And this one, have you ever helped your congregation work through a difficult decision or issue? Did you sense the presence of God in the process as your congregation worked? Have you ever helped your congregation work through a difficult decision or issue? And did you sense the presence of God in the process as your congregation worked? Take time to record these experiences and where you sensed God working with you. And now, a little Rumi story, more like a poem or a meditation. It's called Our Real Names. Our Real Names. When we hear this meditation from Rumi, as Christians, we might think of St. Francis of Assisi, when he said this, what everyone is in the eyes of God, that he is, and no more. What everyone is in the eyes of God, that he is, and no more. Rumi, our real names. I'll read it twice. Do thou hear the name of everything from the knower? Hear the meaning of the mystery of he taught him the names? With us, the name of everything is its outward form. With the Creator, its inward essence. In the eyes of Moses, the name of his rod was staff. In the eyes of God, its name was Dragon. Here, the name of Umar was Idolater. But in eternity, it was True Believer. Before God, in short, that which is our end is our real name. Our Real Names by Rumi. Do thou hear the name of everything from the knower? Hear the meaning of the mystery of He taught him the names. With us, the name of everything is its outward form. With the Creator, its inward essence. In the eyes of Moses, the name of his rod was staff. In the eyes of God, its name was dragon. Here, the name of Umar was idolater. But in eternity, it was true believer. Before God, in short, that which is our end is our real name. All right, just some points of reference from that Rumi meditation. When he uses, he taught him the names, that's taken from Adam and receives this gift from God of all the creatures and gave them names, right? He taught him the names. The rod and staff and dragon with Moses. Remember when Moses cast down his rod, it assumed the form of a dragon from which Pharaoh's magicians and followers fled in panic. And Umar, you might ask? Umar was the second caliph. Before his conversion to Islam, he was a violent enemy of the Prophet and a persecutor of the faithful. So now, one more time. Our real names. Do thou hear the name of everything from the knower? Hear the meaning of the mystery of he taught him the names? With us, the name of everything is its outward form. With the Creator, its inward essence. In the eyes of Moses, the name of his rod was staff. In the eyes of God, its name was dragon. Here, the name of Umar was idolater. But in eternity, it was true believer. Before God, in short, that which is our end is our real name. Let us pray. O Spirit of the living Christ, we praise you. Continue to fill your church with wisdom and power. Use us to spread your word of love throughout the world. Amen.